The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air.
Hello. Am I talking funny?
No.
That's good. What's going on, people? This is your man, Big B. Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. Glad to have you here. Glad you can join us. As you know, I have my crew with me today. My crew today consists of Mark the Doc Wally.
What's up, y'all? Let's get ready to roll. Have some fun today.
Okay. And is that this time? I like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hello, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening.
How y'all doing?
Saturday.
Somebody said we were dry last week.
Oh.
When we started the show.
Were we? I didn't listen to it. I don't remember.
Who has said that?
We were dry.
Someone said that we was dry. That's we came rude. Out the box dry.
That's rude. I mean, it might be true, but it doesn't make it any less rude.
I'm just saying. We thank you for your feedback.
Yeah, how about that?
Tell me when we go to break.
Positive or negative?
Yeah. That's cool.
How dare you? Yeah. No, I'm just
kidding. I hope we're not dry today.
Yeah, how am I?
I was actually going to start the show off like really, really stuffy. And
oh, I better drink faster.
Always helps me.
We know.
We know.
We know.
We
know.
How's everyone's week? Or 2 weeks? It's been 2 weeks? Yeah, I guess it's sort of been 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Week?
We missed one, but it's been 2 weeks in between.
Oh. All right, then. It's all right. Everything's cool.
Well, all right, all right. Work as usual.
Cut the grass.
Yeah.
I gave Buddy a bath.
No. I need to give Buddy a bath, though. He's looking real fluffy and dingy. But he's happy. And, you know, the grass is cut, though. I might give him a bath, though. I'm giving him a 4th of July bath and cut. I think I'll do that. Yeah.
Get him looking a little. Why not get a little bit?
Yeah.
Why not get a little bit, you know, happier? He'll feel a little bit better about himself. You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Buddy is cool. Buddy, now you know what? As long as you get Buddy his food and his water, he cool. You know, let him play. He don't give a fuck how he look. He can't see it.
How do you know he can't see it?
I'm a tight bit. You know what, though? I think he knows, like, when his hair grows over his eyes and shit, you start bumping into trees. It's like, nah, he don't bump into trees. But I'm going to tighten him up, though. I'm going to get him tight. That's my man, though. White boy, little white boy, Buddy Buddy.
So the fleas and ticks don't let
and
him
why
know
you got to keep talking about Buddy? Why don't you just move on to what you doing in your weekend?
I just wanted to know. Do the freezing chicks be fine and be...
Nah, you know what though? I noticed as long as I keep the grass cut, he cool with that scratching shit. But when that shit like get kind of high, that's when he really started.
You know. What was that? That's like a crack itch.
Yeah, that was.
Well, you know, I'm trying to do the buddy scratch. You know how the dogs do.
For anyone listening on news, looking on News Channel 8.
Right. In the world.
Well, you know.
Scratching himself.
They know what I'm talking about.
A Ray Charles sort of motion.
Oh. Okay. All right.
You went first, didn't you?
I didn't really. I'm sorry. I didn't do a whole bunch. You know, work. Hung out.
You're doing a lot of hanging out without me. I just want to pull you up on that.
I don't actually go out.
Private setting, but I figured.
I don't actually go out. I hang at my friend's house. One of them. You know, like we go to house to house. Like okay. I'm not at a bar. I'm not at a club.
Right.
Kind of not. I'm kind of like, meh, you know, with those.
Cool. That's cool though.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm right in that spot.
Cause you
where
feel
I'm
more relaxed, you know, exactly. When you're getting drunk around your friends. You know, you don't have to worry about when you pass out. You know, you when you wake up, your clothes are off of you, and you know stuff like that. You know.
No,
who's
yeah.
Partying with Bill Cosby?
That's why I was like, wait a minute, what? What kind of partying?
I don't know, I just.
You just.
Allegedly.
What I'm just saying right. Is, just saying. You're more comfortable being around your friends. What was that, Fat Albert? Yeah. Oh, Bill Cosby,
Bill gave one of those on the way out the courthouse.
I saw that. That was crazy.
Yeah, how about that? How about that?
Good job. Heathcliff. The combustible.
Combustible. All right.
Nice. I've had a pretty miserable week. As I went in for a simple dental procedure and they removed my kidney. At least it feels that way.
Wow.
And they cut up everything they could find. And fuck my whole world up. But I'm here.
All there right. You go. There you go.
Behind the mic.
All right.
Ready to share with you everything my life has to offer. Because it's what I do for you, Deepsters.
There you go.
At any given moment.
Oh, man.
I will drop trow and share my soul with you, the listener. One of the family.
Doctor's like,
Yeah, I'm sit this one out. I'll let him go. Yeah, hey. Bye to the people.
Right.
There you go.
Well, glad you're better.
Yes, sir.
I'm almost there. I want to say I'm about 65%. As long as I don't let the drugs wear off, I'm good.
Oh, they gave some drugs?
Oh, they gave me a double.
Are you about to get like...
squishy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I haven't really tested the wheels on the Tylenol 3 Vicodin whiskey combination, but again, it's what I do for our Deepsters.
Oh man. Okay. Oh man. That's right.
We'll see how your man Big B holds this down.
You're a soldier, dog.
Pause.
You can do it.
I have a bit of a list today.
I was gonna say your eyes are getting smaller.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
How about that? All right, so guess we should go ahead and get on with the show.
You got some extra drugs? Give me one.
You'll know the end of the show if you still have your clothes on.
Oh God.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
I love that fucking music, man. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's happening? Hey, y'all. Apparently,
what's going on, my nigga?
Oh, dog. You know how we do it. Everything is good. Kanye West. Okay. He has left. Is it Tidal? Is that what it's called? Tidal? Okay. Apparently, he hasn't been happy with this music streaming joint Tidal from the get-go. Okay. He's suing the people. He's like, man, these people owe me some money. Now, Tidal was saying that Kanye West owes them some video and you know, some videos and stuff like that. Kanye say, look, man, I'm not giving y'all no videos until y'all pay me the money that you owe me. Now, Kanye saying that, let me see, the, what was the name of his album?
Life of Pablo.
Yeah, there you go. Dick, my man. The Life of Pablo. He says The Life of Pablo brought people in like 1.5 million listeners to the title stream. And they owe him some money. They supposed to give him like 3 million, you know, for the bonus or whatever. But they haven't given him the money. Kanye say, I ain't give y'all, they gave me my money, so I ain't gonna give y'all the videos. Okay, now everybody is pretty much saying that Kanye is really pissed off because of what Jay-Z did on the 444 CD and all that kind of stuff. But from what I'm hearing is this shit was brewing way before the CD drop. So for all y'all thinking that that's what it was, I don't think so. But anyway, Kanye done pulled up. He got his lawyer saying, man, look, y'all owe me my money. And I'm out of this joint. Until y'all pay me my money, y'all won't get the videos. And you know what? I didn't know it was like 15 artists. And they pretty much from Jay-Z's Rockefeller label. Like 15 of them that are, you know, pretty much partners in the title label joint. You know, even Usher. I think it was Usher. It's a rocker.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, God damn, I didn't know that. But, yeah, Kanye then pulled out and said, man, until y'all give me my money, I'm rolling. And, you know, Tidal saying it's a breach of contract, and Kanye saying it's a breach of contract, y'all ain't paying me my money. So, you know, Kanye saying, you sue me, I'm sue y'all, so we gonna see where that's gonna go. I don't know, that might be a lot of money for somebody, one of the ways.
Does anybody, do Tidal, like stream music from them?
Mm-mm.
So have y'all heard the, well, I should have just looked straight at that. I'm sorry, I didn't even mean to look at you, Doc. Should have looked that way at B. Because I was curious if anybody has heard the, you know, the 444 album.
I don't know. I haven't.
Okay.
But I've heard that Jay-Z dissed the lad. He dissed Eric Benet.
He ain't dissed him.
Yeah.
He really didn't.
He honestly stated a fact.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Kim and Kanye.
Kill Jay-Z. They'll never love you. You'll never be enough. Let's just keep it real, Jay-Z. Fuck Jay-Z. I mean, you shot your own brother. How could we know if we can trust Jay-Z?
You gonna ask me if I heard the Jay-Z?
But you gotta do better, boy. You owe it to Blue.
Never mind. I was gonna say, did you obtain that music legally, sir?
Let's just say it was an early Christmas and it turned up in. It turned up in my Dropbox.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that. So what's the, what's his song with the video, J-Boo? The one that's like, real nigga, poor nigga.
Yeah, that's the story of OJ.
Yes. Man, you have to listen to that. That one's
that's another Jay-Z joint?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Jay-Z be popping them though.
Yeah.
But you know what though, I noticed about Jay-Z is, I think when he says something about you in his raps, I mean, you can't help but it gotta be true. I'm pretty sure he did his research or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because that way, I mean, if you think about it, I say something about you and it's not true, it's a lawsuit. You know, but man, that bama, when he hits you hard. You know what I'm saying? And you can't really, if it's not true, I mean, if it's true, what can you do but just bob your head?
Be in your
and
feelings?
Right. Well, yeah. Well, especially if it's something that no one really knows, that he says that is true, what are you gonna do but bob your head and say, "God damn it!" Now everybody knows. But he even says stuff about his whole, you know, his life about being dishonest with Beyonce and, you know, being untrue or something like that. I mean, that takes a lot, you know, to just come out. And I guess that's the best way to tell the world that, you know, okay, I deceived my wife. I'm sorry. Let's move on. You know what I'm saying? Just put it out there. That way, you know, the media or whoever has nowhere else to go. You know, he admitted it. So,
man. Don't we still want to know who Becky with the good hair is? I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I still think that there's a lot left out there for speculation.
Meaning, oh, no doubt. You don't think it's real?
You see, I...
So that's what a lot of people think.
See, he has a lot of wordplay going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Just my take on it from what I hear. I don't hear more about infidelity or anything like that. I just kind of hear more about the way more of his actions not being sort of childish or sophomoric and not being really the man he's supposed to be in certain situations and stuff like that. I didn't really catch anything.
No, I thought I remember hearing a couple things, honestly, that he was saying about cheating. I mean, one was the Eric Benet comment.
Right.
What he said on Eric, he said, "Don't go full Eric Benet."
Right, but he mentioned him twice.
In the same song.
Yeah, I can't remember what he said before that, though.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. He didn't...
Almost let the baddest chicken in the game get
right,
away
but he
something.
Said that something in conjunction with the whole salon situation.
No, the Holly Berry joint.
No, it was the salon joint. Okay. If you would like to just listen to it, we can do it. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo. It was actually... like 2 million. Well, we keep talking. I will get to it.
Okay, but...
But it was when he said, when he brought up the whole Eric Benet thing, it was in conjunction with the Solange situation. And he was saying he didn't have to provoke Solange the way he did. He almost went full Eric Benet. And then later on in that verse, he said, you know, note to self or message to you all, don't go full Eric Benet. So...
I mean, you know, full disclosure, I haven't heard his whole album. You know, just like the bits and pieces of people talking about it, you know, in the news, on the street, whatever. But I don't know. That was the impression that I got from everybody that, he, you know, there was still some mentions of him not being 100%. And I do agree with B, though. He was also saying, I mean, about other people were saying that, about him not fully being in the relationship, and he should have been. And I know it was some mention made to trigger warning. There was some mention to her having a miscarriage, and you know him not really being there. So and that's why he thinks she had the miscarriage. So it was something like that. I don't know. Either way, the parts I heard there was pretty deep.
Yeah.
Even the story of OJ song, and when you watch, you know, the video too, it's pretty deep. Yeah.
So here's the part that we're just talking about.
Okay.
You ex Solange, knowing all along, all you had to say you was from. Almost went Eric Benet. Let the baddest girl in the world get away. I don't even know what else to say. Nigga, never go Eric Benet. I don't even know what you would have done in the future of the niggas playing football with your son. You would have lost it. 13 bottles of Ace of Spades would have did the Boston.
You see, so, you know, that whole thing was him saying, to me, the way I took that was, he basically did some petty fighting with Solange that almost brought division in his family to make Beyonce have to choose between the sister and him.
Oh, so yeah, I guess that's not the way I took it. I took it.
I mean, that's what was just said.
Damn. No, I'm saying, but that's not the way I interpret it as he... With the whole Solange thing, you know, he could have just apologized and, you know, she wouldn't have tried to beat his ass in the elevator. And, right. And, you know, so because of that, and maybe whatever, because I mean, it was said that they were, well, I mean, not that we were there, but it was said that they were, she was fighting him because of something he did to Beyonce. So that's what was said.
It's possible.
Like trying to talk to somebody.
And when he said Eric Benet letting the baddest bitch get away, he was talking about Halle Berry, letting Halle Berry get away from him.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
When he's saying don't go full Eric Benet?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Letting the baddest bitch get
like
away.
Like cheat on your cheat.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, Eric Benet cheating on Halle Berry.
I mean, I know the.
Yeah, so I'm saying, but yeah.
I don't think that reference is made for cheating on this. Just in the placement of the song where it is. Because that whole part of the song, he's talking about the situation with Solange. And the whole fact that he didn't have to, whatever was going on, he didn't have to egg her on to provoke that situation.
Yeah,
and he could have just, right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, it's all speculation. Is, you know, are we take from that and form a whole new situation just because he used the Eric Benet reference?
I mean, but the future part was kind of, the part he,
right, but
that
he
was
said,
kind of mean.
Right,
run it back. No.
that part was kind of mean, what he said about in the future. You see your son playing football with somebody else. I'm like talking about future and Russell.
Right.
I was like, ooh.
Right. Hey, he going at everybody.
Right, I was like, oops, dig.
Hey, but hey, shit, that's whole.
Everybody can get some.
How man?
Go over your right shoulder. Your left is saying finish your breakfast. You ex-Solange, knowing all along all you had to say you was wrong. You almost went Eric Benet. Let the baddest girl in the world get away. I don't even know what else to say. Nigga, never go Eric Benet.
So if you really listen to him, he said you almost went Eric Benet.
Which probably means...
So if he's talking about cheating, you can say... It doesn't make sense to say I almost cheated.
I still think he did. Well, actually, no.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm not even saying that he did cheat. Because really, this could all just be some bullshit to get us all to buy their music.
Hey,
I mean, for real.
It works.
It works.
It's always worked for Hov. And just the fact that him and B... You know, everybody always thinking that, you know, it's really not peaches and cream with them. You know, the stuff that we see. But, you know, hey. And they think, what was it, Lemonade? When she came out with the Lemonade, she was saying that, you know, everybody was thinking that there was something going on there. Mm-hmm. You know, she really aired what she had to say. And so now he aired what he has to say. I think it's all, you know, publicity.
But, I mean, that goes far back as... what's the one song, Jake? Y'all keep talking. I'm gonna find the one song that for me started the whole thing of all the speculation.
What do you mean?
With Jay and Beyonce. Oh, okay. Here it is, right here. Hold on. I don't know if y'all remember this, Jake. And everybody was saying that this was him. And Beyonce breaking up.
Song, it's just a real song. Feel me? I heard motherfuckers saying
right, hold on, this first part he's talking about.
Say, oh, bitch, but I got it, Tato. I guess we forgot what we came for. You know how I came to this, except that famous. Sarah Lee go through these changes. And I don't even know how I came to this, bitch, but I got it. Ain't nothing left to say, though. Guess we forgot what we came for. Should've stayed in food and beverage. Too much flossing. Too much Sam Rothstein.
Anyway, I ain't a bitch, I'll find the part. But this was like the first song where everybody was like, there's trouble with those two. And then since then, they've nothing but blossomed. So. It's stronger than heroin. When you could look in the mirror like, I don't think it's meant to be. But she loves her work more than she does me. And honestly, at 23, I would probably love my work more than I did she. So we ain't we, it's me and her. Cause
what she prefers. So for me, it's work, and that's where we defer. So I have to give her free time, even if it hurts. So breathe, mommy, it's deserved. You've been put on this earth to be all you can be, like the reserves. And me, my time, and it's on me, it serves. So I have to allow she her time to serve. The time's now for her, the time she'll mature. And maybe we can be we again like we were. Finally, my time's too short to share, and I ask her now, it ain't fair. So yeah, she lost once.
Let go to get one.
So when that dropped, everybody was like, oh my god, they over.
Right.
Do you remember what year that was?
Lost Ones. That came out. God, that came. Give me a minute, I'll find it.
Man, fuck all that. Hey look, that was real. You know what I'm saying? But they are married. You know, just because they're Hove and B, it doesn't mean that everything, because they have all the money in the world, it doesn't mean everything's going to be smooth, you know? And what I find intriguing is that, well, I'm not going to say intriguing, it's impressive, is that they don't have a problem sharing that shit with the world. Okay, well, this is what we did. Okay, I fucked up, I cheated on her, you know, and whatever, but we still together. You know what I'm saying? We still rolling. This is what it is. So y'all accept it, and we still gonna be.
I'm just saying,
Hove and B.
Right? They're human.
That was a little like a little. We still gonna be Hove and B.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Can you imagine though? Like they said that they're. I think I saw it on TMZ.
2006.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I think I saw it on TMZ that was saying that they were living in a house that cost $400,000 a month until they find a house because they can't find a house for $75 million. Right. I was like, God damn it.
That's nice, right?
Must be nice.
You know,
some people will never see that their rent in their lifetime.
Right.
And they pay in, I think, $400,000 for at least 3 months. Mm. Like, that is crazy.
Right.
Can you imagine Blue's like doo 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 wandering around like boop boop boop. Oh shit, I'm lost.
Exactly.
Took a wrong turn. Oh no.
No shit.
We live on the west in the west wing, and now I'm on the right. Oh,
right.
I don't know what to do.
Which bathroom is this?
Blue probably got a team walking behind her.
Go that way, Blue.
Remember how when babies first start to walk, and you run behind them because they be wobbling like they
right. Yeah.
She probably had like 15 people. Like shit. Don't.
Right. Oh my gosh. I saw pictures. Oh my gosh. That house is.
Were you going to get to the names?
Remy. Sir.
Yeah, Rumi, I think.
Is it Rumi?
I think it's Rumi.
Rumi?
See, I thought it was taken from the author Rumi, the prophet. Damn it. Everything is out of my fingertips. Y'all keep talking.
It's out of your fingertips.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought Rumi. I don't know. And Sir Carters.
Yeah.
The Carters.
If that's their real name, because I haven't heard anything officially, have you?
Not officially.
Yeah. As they say, word on the street.
Right.
Says that's what their names are. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they could have done that just to throw us off.
I don't know. I'm going to go with it. Yeah, because most of the time when they really put it out there like that, most of the time, I think.
No, they didn't put it out there. TMZ, when I was watching TMZ, they found it.
Right. But most of the time when TMZ put the names out.
That's true.
Okay, how many times did TMZ put names out there and then you'd be like, oh, TMZ was wrong?
Or just stories, period.
Yeah.
I think it's been, I don't even know, honestly.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to roll with it.
Yeah, but I'd like to still hear them say.
Right, exactly.
Introducing the Carters. Exactly. Right, you know what I mean? Like I want to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Cuz you know with those type of people, you know, when I'm going to say the money getters, the high ballers, the high rollers, it's always some kind of unique names. It's nothing really.
Blue Ivy, come on.
There you go.
I mean, you can't just say John and Sarah. Like, you can't.
Or Mark.
Right, or I'm just saying you can't do it. Like, you have to come up with Rumi and Sir.
Right. But, Sir Carter.
Right. I mean, that sounds kind of cool, though.
Exactly, because, you know, you're already going to be royalty.
Right.
So you can have the fucking name that you want to have.
True that.
You know, you will address me as Sir. Well, I'm worth billions.
Because you kind of have to, because that's my name.
Right.
But what if you're just standing there and there's a whole bunch of dudes and they're like, Sir? Sir?
Right.
And he don't turn around or everybody turn around like, what?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
That's good. That's a good one.
But
his sister wouldn't have had that problem. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. It was a boy and a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Rumi or Rume?
So that's pronounced Rummy.
Rummy.
Okay. Same spelling.
See, I don't know. The only reason why I said Rumi is because I have a client that will come to meetings, and that's exactly how you know, her name is spelled, and that's how you pronounce it. But you could be right, too. But, that'd be interesting.
All right.
So, a popular poet. He's the best-selling poet in the United States. He's a Sunni Muslim poet, Islamic scholar, theologian. Okay. That would be interesting if they named it after him. Okay. I assume that him or her. I don't know if that's a man or a woman, but
this is a man, but it's the girl with that name.
Right? Yeah. Who knows?
Cool.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I like to hear them say it. Right. So maybe they'll Jay-Z will rap about it or break it down for us or something.
Yeah, cool,
you know what I mean?
Cool.
Let me stop being a punk.
Let me break the rest of my stories down real quick since we run the show on time. Kendrick Lamar. Okay, now, my man, they say he's worth $18 million, okay, since he's been out since 2010. My man been doing his thing since 2010 now. His baby sister, she graduated, and he bought her a Camry, a 2017 Camry. Everybody is tripping, saying that Kendrick Lamar, he's worth all this money. And his little sister graduated, and he bought her a 2017 Camry. If you ask me, I think that was cool. She don't need no nothing more. And you know what they're saying is that he's supposed to got her a Benz and all this.
Of course.
Come on, man.
Camrys are safe, reliable cars.
How about that?
Nothing wrong with a Camry.
And you know what? Another thing that I was thinking is,
yeah, shit, give me a free car.
If this is her first car, okay, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Why are you gonna go get her a Benz if she ain't never drove a car a day in her life?
Because that's what everybody else does on TV.
Oh, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah.
What? I think, Kendrick, you did the motherfucking thing, man. Yep. Fuck what everybody say. Everybody talking about he should have got her a Benz and all this old bullshit because she graduated. Man, fuck that. Kendrick, you did. All right. Let me try to keep up on my thing. Okay, this is what you're going to learn today. Now, did y'all know that Common was a ball boy for the Chicago Bulls before it became
a rapper? I did hear that.
I didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was true, but I did hear it.
Okay. Let me see. Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. He is now a pastor at a mega church. Did y'all know that?
That I did. I heard that.
You knew that? Okay. Y'all know all my shit. Okay. Now, let me see. Okay, did y'all know that Eazy-E signed the Black Eyed Peas before he passed away with his AIDS thing? Before he passed away with AIDS, he signed the Black Eyed Peas to the Ruthless label. Okay.
That's it, huh?
That concludes my diet. Nah, my shit was good though. I had enough for
I me. Didn't.
You say said okay. You said that's it. I ain't give you enough information today. I mean,
what was that? Two stories.
Okay. But we elaborated a whole lot on the first one.
We did.
Yeah. So I don't want to run. You know. I guess. Okay. Hey. Y'all stay tuned. We come back with a whole lot of more. Stay tuned. God damn.
ain't no talking when they talking, so shut the fuck up. The In Deep Show is on now.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. I always like to say, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you for interacting with us on our Facebook page. We try to respond to everybody. So, you haven't liked the page, go on over. Click that thumbs up. And I've gotten out of habit of saying reviews, blah, blah, blah. You want to go leave a review on iTunes, please feel free to do so. Stitcher is still acting like a bitch, so no love for me for Stitcher right now. But anyway, so I want to give a shout out to, and if I already shouted you out, you know, I'm going to do one more time. So to Miss Thomas, to Miss Carpe Diem, Miss Huff, Miss Venia. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
And hey, Miss Carter. Hey. Thank you for liking the page, Miss Carter. Really appreciate you guys.
All right.
And stay for a while, okay?
Stick and stay.
There you go.
All right. So we have some verbal feedback. Now, I do apologize if this is a little time sensitive because, yeah, I know. We weren't able to rock out with you last week. And I also do apologize that this is in two pieces. Mm. I.e., it's going to be a little lengthy.
Yeah, boy.
So, yeah, let's get right on into it.
Yo, 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 what's going on in your show?
All right.
Oopsie.
Okay.
What happened there? Uh-oh. Yo, yo, yo. What's up?
Y'all want me to sing a song?
Nope, we do not.
All right.
He will get that together in 1.2 seconds. Okay. And I hope. And so you don't have to.
I'm calling in. First of all, I hope all the fathers had a wonderful Father's Day, you know. Big B, Doc, you know, and BTG, what's the boy name? Kim Mark, and Fitina, Word Assassin, man, where he been, man? Y'all got to get him back on the show, man. It's been a minute. Sunday, well belated. That was my son's birthday weekend, so me and a couple of my friends, we all dads, went out, had fun, came home, I cooked out, you know. Next day, took pops out to eat. The following day, you know, took my brothers-in-law and them, cooked for them, so basically the whole Father's Day week, you know. But yeah, man, just to appreciate all the dads, you know, we work hard and try to set an example. For anybody else who still got their dad or may not have their dads, you know, for the young boys to look, you know, to see how important it is to be a good dad. But as far as the 9/11 movie, man, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know if I ever told y'all, but I'm from Rwanda, and I left Rwanda in 94, and I don't know if y'all know, but that's when we had the genocide. You know, I lost a lot of family members, you know, neighbors. I saw a lot of people get killed, you know, at the age of 9. I was born in 85, so in 1994, I was 9 years old, you know. Some of those images I can never forget. So they try to make some movies, you know, like Hotel Rwanda, you know, sometimes in April. I really don't like them type of movies because they bring, you know, a lot of bad memories back. You know, yes, you know, it's trying to educate people who don't know what's going on about the genocide and whatnot. But I don't know what a 9/11 movie would teach people about what happened that day. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think it's a sensitive thing, but I can't stop people from doing what they gotta do. But I would say don't make it, find a way of teaching people in books. You don't have to make a movie about it. Other than that, as far as barbecue, man, if y'all know me and Mr. Moody, man, we be barbecuing back and forth on Facebook, talking shit. You know, he got a big grill, small grill. I got a gas grill and a charcoal grill, so I love grilling now. And I wish a nigga would. I wish one of my neighbors would try to talk about my smoke this, my smoke that. Shit. Got me fucked up. The police,
Please stay tuned for part two.
All right.
So bad, he was really getting in.
You know. But I understand what he was saying about the grill.
Like I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted. Yeah, as far as cookout, come on, man. I mean, I understand, you know, some people are just lonely, and the littlest thing will piss them off, you know. I ain't never got in trouble about grilling out, you know. Like I said, I grill out a lot. But I got one neighbor, she's an elderly lady. She's probably like in her 70s. No kids, no husband, nothing. All she got is cats. The only thing that she be bitching about is when somebody parks in front of her house. I'm like, you know, this is a public road. Anybody can park where they want, but you know. I usually, you know, let her know, hey, you know, I'm moving the car or whatnot, but yeah. Other than that, yeah. I wish you would try to come to my house and tell me my smoke is bothering you. Get the fuck out of here. But yeah, as far as yeah, that dating thing, man, hold on. So this is the thing with these dating websites, man. Most of these folks, all they do is take a headshot. And what I can tell to the people, man, when you go out on a date with somebody who all you saw was their face or their chest, that's your fault. Why don't you ask for more pictures, you know what I'm saying? Like Queen say, a lot of people lie about their weight. So ask for a full body shot. You know what I'm saying? And you can ask him, you know, what do you do for a living? You know, that'll kind of give you an idea, like, okay, maybe they are in a wheelchair, or maybe they're not. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. These dating websites, man, some people just want to rush to date. You know what I'm saying? If you talk to somebody for a week, I'm pretty sure you're going to find out who they are, what they do, what they're about. You know what I'm saying? Body-wise or life-wise, do they go to the gym? You know? You go for a walk, you got dogs, you got kids, all that type of shit, man. You would know that she's not handicapped or she is by, you know, learning who she is, having a conversation with her. Other than that, man, Dr. Watt, man, doctor, man, he sounded drunk as fuck, man. He sounded like he had about 2 40-ounces, man. That good old English, man, them 40-ounces, man. MD 2020 or something, man. He sounded like he was on something, man. But other than that, man, y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. I appreciate y'all. Happy Father's Day again. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. We keep pressing play. Hey, man, I got my cousins in Africa listening to y'all, man. I don't know if they left any feedback yet, but, you know, I'm spreading the word, man, in this show, the way Dane sucks everybody, man. Hopefully, hey, man, can y'all do me a favor, man? Can y'all try to get Moody on the show? That would be dope. All right, man. Y'all do y'all thing. Peace, man. One love. Rude Boy signing out. Bye.
Oh, Rude Boy, I love you so much. You're hilarious.
And I was drunk. Hey, ain't a whole lot to it. And if you've been listening to the show, I'm going to be drunk from now on.
And how dare you not know his shit is Slits Malt Liquor Bull.
Bull, right.
Not
right,
Mad Dog.
Right. Boy, what's wrong
how
with you?
How do you not know that?
Rude Boy.
Yeah.
Only thing I got to correct you on ooh, your whole feedback ooh thing there was Doc was not drunk. That nigga was slathered.
Not slathered.
That nigga was slathered. Look, me and Queen watched him pass out 3 times during recording. That man tilted his head back and was gone. We had to wait for him to come back to the show.
What? There you go.
That
ooh,
man
there
was
you go
gone.
It's ooh all good. It's all
thank you for noticing, sir. That was,
oh, man, that made me get teary. Oh, man.
That was amazing.
I was trying go not to there laugh you while go you were talking.
And see, this is why I don't giggling listen to the feedback until we all listen
yeah
to it, because
yeah
I want to be just as excited as you
right
are.
Right, right. I'm like, he just condensed, what, 5 shows into like yeah. one call. So I'm like, I don't even know where to go comment. I mean, yeah, the whole, I knew where he was from, but it, I guess it really, because he's a youngin', and I forget that, that, you know, he's seen some shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And thank you for sharing that with us, and thank you for sharing that with, you know, with everybody, really. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's real. I'm sorry, it just flashed the whole doc conversation again.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, in,
but
in
seriously,
the beginning.
That's real.
Well, first of all, hold on. I'm sorry. Let me not get ahead of myself. Happy belated Father's Day to you too, sir.
Right.
I appreciate You're all the love you sent to
you
sent to all of us, and definitely I hope you enjoyed your day as well. Following you on Facebook, yeah. I'm going to assume you did because you guys look like you guys had a great time out there.
Yeah, they was getting it in. I saw it too.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, you lit a little fire under my ass poles on the barbecue thing because. I've been slipping on my pimping on the grill, and
I don't even know that you can really do it. Just saying.
That's what we call Exxon, ladies and gentlemen. She just gassed me up. That's all that is. But yeah, definitely appreciate. I thought when he was going down the names and he said BTG, I thought he was gonna go full Caribbean on Kmart because he was like, what's the liquor boy name there? The boy picnic from out of California. What? I thought he was going to just go. I was like, shit, do your thing, nigga. He caught himself.
He came back.
Good shit there.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing the show that people are absolutely. In Africa
no
rocking out.
No
I was going to get to them
rocking out with their cock that's out.
I was going to get to them later.
I'm not saying pause.
You don't have to pause that.
Damn.
I'm going to check on that. Yeah, we're going to get on now.
Oh, okay.
Get on now, but yeah, that was epic.
Yeah, that was cool.
And
that was cool.
And oh wait a minute, I'm glad he didn't come down this weekend or this.
No,
I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad too. Yeah, because I was like, I wouldn't have been able to see you, so I'm glad you didn't come. So hopefully you took that in the right way. That yeah. I was glad you didn't, because I you know, when you come this way, I want to be around so I can see you.
I when he originally sent a message, I was like, ain't no way I'm gonna be able to do it.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't even see it.
Like after I read the message or whatever, I just started moving shit around because I'm like, there's no way that he can get that close and I'm not,
right,
you know,
somebody.
So I moved some shit around and I kind of positioned myself that if he did say he came, even after he said he probably wasn't gonna be able to make it, I still sort of positioned myself that I could zoom over, and if nothing else, you know, 2-3 hours to grab some drinks or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say Chantilly is not it's far, but it's not that far.
See, I had some shit to do out in Stafford.
Oh, you were right there.
Right.
Okay.
So that's why I was like, I moved that around and was
I got you. Okay.
Let me be there in case that jumped off.
Yeah. No, so. I am glad. Cause I mean, I already feel like bad that I missed out on the whole Kmart and, you know, y'all meeting up and stuff. You know, I was a little jelly on that. So then if you would have met up with Rude Boy, I would have been like, wait. Would have been sad. But anyway, thanks for that feedback. Super dope. And I like how BTG and Kmart are a part of the show too. So
that's fire.
Yeah, definitely fan. Right. Definitely.
If they're going to get named like that, they're going to have to start doing some work. Like,
right.
How about that?
Like, but you know they rep for us, though.
I know.
Yeah.
They ride.
You know I got to bust their balls.
Bust their balls. They ride, as you say. They do.
So. Especially the little nephew. Nephew doing his thing.
Well, I would say all of them, really.
Yeah.
That little crew. Which makes me sad, because, again, I'm like, dang, where are our ladies? I know there's some ladies out there listening to us, too.
Mm-hmm. That's what be... What's it? Oh, that be blowing me.
I know
especially
y'all out there.
Especially on Dating Sucks. No.
Oh, yeah. I think people are a little, like, nervous now.
Stay scared, man.
But see, y'all gonna keep going to your girlfriends. Or going to your boy that just got out of jail last week.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get advice and wonder why your life keep just being fucked up and be spiraling. Hit up the NDeep show. Hit up the Dating Sucks crew. And we'll set you straight, man.
We're here to help.
That's That's all we're doing.
I mean, we might have fun around the, you know, around it, but for real, we're here to help.
Only two of us got degrees, and when I say us, ooh, I'm not one of them.
Oh.
But we have life experience.
And, you said we have life.
And according to the University of Maryland, that counts for something.
How about that? UMUC. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. UMUC adult education.
Commercial. Right.
Whatever.
Sign up now.
Right. So, with that being said,
okay, let's get on
with all of our knowledge and life experience.
Uh-oh.
This one was delivered.
Let me say we're old.
This one was delivered to. Oh wow. And it was interesting, and had a long, in-depth conversation on this one. So,
okay.
I think I have all the jewels.
Okay.
To inform us.
Well, let's do it.
But basically, it's this. So there's a young lady that has three sons. Mm-hmm. She was in a relationship that was not a good one. It was an abusive relationship. Mm. And there was an incident where something extremely violent happened in front of the two older boys that were old enough to remember or to know what the hell was going on. So recently the father, which was the abusive one, recently the youngest kid that was too young to know any of this stuff, has started to express to his mom that he wants to see his dad and wants to spend time with his dad. And she doesn't know how to go about this situation of whether she should let him spend time with his dad or how to orchestrate this or whether she should even inform him about what transpired, about why dad's not here in the first place. And so she just has this riddle wrapped in a conundrum about how does she handle the situation. Because she doesn't want the little kid to resent her for not being able to see her father, see his father. So, IDS to the rescue.
Oh, boy. Wow. That one's a rough one.
No, it's not.
Well, hold on.
Oh, go ahead and cook.
Thank you. the only reason why I said it's a rough one is because, like he just said, the mom doesn't want the kid to grow up and resent her. Because if you're a single parent already raising, I'm assuming it's all boys.
Three boys.
Right. So that's already a hard job in itself, because you know, y'all are guys, you used to be boys. I mean, that's a rough situation for boys, you know. And I give my mom props because, you know, my parents, they separated when I was young, but my mom never talked bad about my dad. Now, granted, it wasn't that kind of situation that she's talking about or that happened with her, but it's a delicate situation, you know, and she has to play her cards right. And I don't know, so I wouldn't necessarily say, depending on how old the little kid is, what happened, you know, because they may be too young to understand what happened. And of course, you said the two older ones did.
They're fully aware.
Right. So they did. But anyway, keep it really real. The only way he would be able to see, if this was me, only way he would be able to see my child, if it was court ordered and there was somebody there, you know, that was like sitting in the corner or whatever, or at McDonald's and they was like over there and I was, you know, and I'm like over there, but you can't really see me. You know what I'm saying? Like, there would be no way I would ever let this man alone with my child, you know? And maybe as, you know, when the little one got older, you know, I would somehow try to explain it to him. But you know that his brothers are definitely going to tell him what happened. I would be curious to know, do the older brothers want to see their dad? Or are the other, or are they like, no, fuck him, we don't want to see him either because we saw what happened. You know what I mean? So,
if I remember correctly, the two older brothers are like, nah.
Right. Right.
We good.
Right. But still, again, it's still a delicate situation because, you know, you still have to raise three young men who are going to grow up to be, you know, three, like, you have to raise these boys to become men. And, you know, right now you have to do it by yourself. So there is that delicate balance where, you know, the older kids realize that, you know what, this is not necessarily how a man should treat a woman. This was a, you know, a bad situation. We're going to make the best out of it. But again, if that was me with the youngin, there's no way. It would have to be supervised. So, I mean, and you can definitely go through the courts and do that. Mm-hmm. You know. So, Doc, what were you about to say?
What happened at first? The you know, despite this whole, the father was,
he was abusive. Violent. Yeah, he was abusive.
He was, why? Why though?
Because he's an asshole. I don't know.
I mean, was it something that triggered off? I mean, you know, was it something that happened between him and his
wife? But
does
it matter?
What? I mean,
if it happened more than once, one time is too many. But I assume by the story, it happened more than once.
Okay, okay.
It was definitely multiple.
Right, this okay, was at one okay. time well, is too many.
Well, yeah. Well, like you said, yeah. Apparently, he's gonna need some supervision when it comes to him seeing his kids. You know, but I would like to hear more of why. Did he get that violent? I mean, because a lot of times, okay, it seems like the guy is real violent and all this kind of stuff, but you never know what triggered it. You need to know both sides of the story. What did she do? What did he do?
I don't even know shit. Let me finish.
A lot of times, you know, you might need to know both sides of the story before you just jump on the side that, you know, he's the violent parent. He needs to have a court order to see his kids and all that kind of crap. Because a lot of times, sometimes, the woman is a violent bitch, too.
She a bitch.
Bro. Okay. I mean, I'm just saying. A lot of times, she, you know, I'm not saying she was, but I'm saying for me... You know, before I'm going to judge this guy saying that he's a violent dude and he's fucked up dead and he didn't smack all the kids and the wife and all that shit, I would like to hear both sides of the story before I just, you know, judge the guy. But other than that, I mean, if he's done it several times and all that kind of stuff, yeah, I agree with both of you guys. You know, maybe the visitations needs to be, you know, guidance. Some guidance need to be.
So, I think the only issue that I have with what you said is, with that philosophy, it's basically the same. Or it's okay to say, "Hey, I lost my job today, so I should be excused for robbing the bank." You know what I mean? One thing shouldn't perpetuate another. If you with a chick that's pushing your buttons and stuff to that point, leave. You know what I mean? It's like, I just don't really see the justification for, I don't want to, I have a little bit more information as to the length and breadth of the violence that took place, but I don't really want to put that out there. It was violent and it was very bad. And I guess for me, the one question that I didn't ask, and I kind of hate myself for not asking this, was he just violent to her or was he violent to the kids as well? And I think that would probably be the only difference that I might have in what Queen said, where if he was just violent with her, I would definitely get something in place, court ordered, that would stipulate how long he has with the kids or what have you. Our meeting place to drop the kids off back and forth would be at the police station. But if he was violent towards the kids, I think I would do something where you were saying where everything's going to have to be supervised all time together and all of that. If he wasn't violent towards the kids, I don't think I'd have so much of an issue with him spending time with them unsupervised. If his issues were just with me, you know what I'm saying, then whatever, let that be. I won't be in the equation, you know. You pick the kids up at this time on Friday. You drop them back on this time at Sunday. It happens at the police station, and there's no, and it's all court ordered and everything. So when, if we drop off at 8 and 8:15 hits, I'm walking in the police station and letting them know that my kids have just been abducted, what have you, blah, 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 you know.
The only reason why I say, just because we don't know whether or not it was the, you know, the kids were included in it either, because a lot of times women will absorb, you know, all the, I don't want to say hittings, but all the beatings or whatever. So, you know, so the abuser won't harm. And I won't even say, okay, I'll just say the person, because, I mean, in this situation, we already know he was abusive to her. So, but, you know, we don't know whether or not she absorbed all those hittings and beatings and stuff because he was 5 seconds off of beating the boy's ass. We don't know, you know. And I think as someone who is abusive, in the moment that you're in, you don't give a damn who you're beating or who you're abusing, you know. Maybe one day it could be that he could have come home and the oldest was supposed to clean the kitchen but didn't clean the kitchen, you know. And the next thing you know, he's beating his ass for not cleaning the kitchen. And maybe not beating him to the point where it's like he's bruised, but, you know, just maybe over-disciplining him to a point where it's like, you know, he's hurt, you know. But I don't know. I mean, it's a rough thing to go with, because I don't think for me it would matter. You know, I think...
Can you hold your point one quick? I just want to interject so you can finish this properly. So I just reached out to that person. The father was abusive to the two oldest kids.
Right.
And her.
Right. Oh, okay. So maybe he could have been 5 seconds off of getting to the little one, but maybe because he's little, he didn't touch him.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. And it's like, it doesn't matter, you know, because a lot of times, you know, the person that's being abused tries to absorb all of it. So that way, you know, you won't touch the kids, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm being generic because I want to say, you know, because it could have been, it could, men get abused too, mm-hmm. you know. But in this situation, since it's her, she probably tried to absorb all of it, but probably couldn't do it all the time. And, you know, so the two oldest, unfortunately for them, they had to see this shit, you know. So it's kind of like a protection thing for the youngest, you know. So that's why I think if there is anything that's going to take place, you know, with visitation, it needs to be supervised visitation. And is, because of the way the system works, is that going to be always 100%? No. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and unfortunately, people are crazy. Mm-hmm. Even if she, you know, I'm going to drop my kid off, the kids off at a police station, that still doesn't protect her, you know? I mean, even if she gets a, we call it a, What's the joint you get when somebody has to stay 100 feet from mm-hmm. you? What's it called?
A protection order.
Yeah, I don't know why. For some reason, not pop. I feel like right. you. It's on my fingertips, right. but I can't think of it.
Right.
But I mean, I but know you know,
you, we know what you're
right.
About.
But I mean, you know, what I'm saying, but just because you get a protective order doesn't mean that person, you know, who's the abuser is going to necessarily live up to it, you know, and respect it, because it's like, no, you're supposed to be 100 feet away from me. Mm-hmm. You can see the kids. You know,
was training order.
Yes, you know, you know, you can still see the kids, but you just can't be in a certain vicinity of me, 100 yards, 100 feet, whatever the hell it's supposed to be. You know, you can't be around me. But right. I mean, like I said, I don't care. Whatever way it popped off, you still have to go through the courts to see my child. And if the little one's gonna be pissed, let the little baby be mad. You know, he'll get over it. Get him involved in other things that'll take his mind off of it. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not saying you have to keep him away from his dad, but get his mind off of other activity, whether it's, you know, taking his ass to the library, signing him up for basketball, let him go to day camp or, you know, or something, you know what I mean, where he can get his mind off of it. And then hopefully, you know, the oldest kids, honestly, too, they probably need some type of therapy, you know. And self-care in the Black community is like, and I don't even know if they're Black, I just assumed, I'm sorry. But, you know, self-care in the Black community, like, we don't take care of ourselves, you know, and fucked up kids become fucked up adults, you know. So it's like, if you can, you know, get them some kind of help, you know, or like help, i.e. therapy, maybe do that for them too. You know, because they saw it, and that's going to stay with them forever. I mean, even like Rude Boy was saying, I mean, it's 2017. He remembers shit from 1994 because he was there and he lived it and it was real. You know, it wasn't a movie for him, you know, and for these kids, it was real for them, and they need to have some type of outlet so they won't become men and get into a relationship and take it out on somebody else either, because that happens too.
No doubt.
You know, as for the part about the mom, you know, I threw a lot of things at the situation just to, I don't think there's going to be one easy solution, one broad thing that you can just, you know.
Just take care of yourself. She needs to take care of herself. Yeah. That's the one thing she has to do.
But the one thing that one of the things that I recommended was, maybe being that, so the youngest at this point is 7. Mm-hmm. And I think the two oldest are like 10 and 11 or something like that or whatever. I said, you know, maybe have the two oldest kind of express to the youngest why this might not be a good look. You know what I'm saying? And it'll sort of take the pressure off of you having to sort of be the bad guy of saying why.
But see,
you know, what have you.
But that's why I think the oldest, they need some type of help or some
self-care. I'm not saying that they don't, but I'm just talking strictly of her direct dilemma.
No, I'm saying, I agree with you.
Of how to get this or convey this to the little one.
I agree with you. And what I'm saying is that's why I think they need some kind of self-help or some self-care, because they need to be able to, because they're still young. Mm-hmm. You know, they may be older, but they're still young. So mm-hmm. they need to have a proper way to articulate to the 7-year-old, like, this is why, you know, we need to watch each other's back and we need to be careful, you know, and this is why maybe that now this is court ordered or something, so they can communicate to him. Because you can't, you know, come in hot and be like, yeah, dad beat the shit out of mom and that's why we're not there. You know, there needs, because the 7-year-old is going to be like, what? Like, he's going to get it, but he's not going to get it, mm-hmm. you know?
Got it.
There you go.
It's not, if there's one thing that it's not, it's easy.
No, absolutely right. Not. No,
it's,
and I'm going to pray for them because they need prayer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But then again, I think it depends on the age difference between the youngest and the oldest.
He said 7, it's
3
10,
years. 3 yeah, to 4 years.
10, what, 11 or 12? Still, yeah, they're
7
still,
and 10 and 11.
Yeah, they're still like babies.
11? I don't think so.
That's still a baby.
Well,
I mean, I don't mean baby in a diaper, but that's still a baby.
It depends on how they were raised. Because Kayla, she is pretty much around the same age, that 11. But she, let me tell you. She knows what's
going on. No, she's smart. Right, yeah.
Yeah, right.
She's smart.
Right.
She is.
Right, right.
But that doesn't mean you know how to communicate and tell somebody else. Well, she's grown. She thinks she's grown, but she's not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you still need to be able to communicate to a sibling, this is what happened, this is how this went down, and this is why you now have to go this route to go see dad if you still want the relationship with him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And who knows? Yeah. Maybe dad eventually, hopefully dad gets himself some help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he can maybe change his ways and and do better for right. his boys, hopefully.
Could be.
But I'm saying, I want to pray for them because I don't want anything else to happen, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want anything else to happen to her. So.
There you go. But, you know, you just got to hope you raise your children right. And, you know, when it comes to the older siblings, passing down knowledge to the younger siblings, you know, everything to transition to be real smooth. But I think if Kayla had a younger sibling, you know, I think she would know how to handle it, though. Because that damn girl, she's 11 going on 1100. But that's my baby, though. That's my baby.
I pray that my kids wouldn't be put in a situation to have to...
No doubt.
You know, decipher trauma of that level.
Sure.
So
happens every day, though.
Anyway.
Yeah, how about that?
Queen, we need help. We need the Deepsters to help us. How can they do such things?
Please hit us up, indeepshow@yahoo.com, if you want to send an email, and 202-750-1437. If you want to do a voicemail, it's okay. Be comfortable. This is a safe space.
That's right.
You know, I mean, we might like jab and joke a little bit, but, you know, it comes from a place of love. Mm-hmm. So just know we appreciate any feedback you can give and help this situation because, you know, yeah,
don't be scared.
You know, we're not licensed therapists or, you know, psychologist or whatever. So that's this right. is just our opinion on how we think the situation should go.
There
so
go.
So if you have any, if you have any feedback and you want to help them out, please feel free to do so.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Woo. But
we go deep sometimes.
Not to gloss over what you said, but not to definitely get too religified, but yeah, definitely send up prayers for that family and hope that things definitely go smooth. And you know what? Send a prayer for the gentleman that like Queen said, gets his shit together.
Yeah, he needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because honestly, that's probably some deep-seated shit that's probably happened even from his own home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, his father probably did it. So that's the way he knows how to raise his children.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah. With that being said, Doctor.
Oh, man. Let me see.
You know what, Queen? We should actually get no more weather reports because he really doesn't deal with the elements anymore.
I haven't been doing any weather reports, man. Fuck you, my
lap. It's
hot. One finger to Donald weather. Trump. How about that?
Oh, you said that all the time, too.
Two fingers to the stars in the sky.
Two fingers to the slits.
Oh, man. What is our president doing, man? It seems like every day he just do some dumb
whatever
shit.
Whatever the hell he wants.
Right. Yeah, I was about to say girl.
That too.
Girl. I don't. No, I'm like, I don't know. I have no answers.
What's wrong?
Surprisingly, I have no answers.
And he's supposed to be meeting with, what, Germany and somebody else.
We got
the
summit coming up, right? The what is it? The...
Lord,
you know what?
No.
God damn! Did
the
you
E4, the something?
Did you say E40?
No, not E40.
No, that's sound like you were
said,
about to say the E40.
I said E4.
No, it's like the G6.
G6
summit.
The summit.
Right,
yeah.
Here we go.
But either way, he's about to meet with like the Russian president too.
Ooh. Wow, man! I know they're gonna
first time face to face.
And you know what's funny though?
Like real.
It's
for
sad.
Real.
It's sad, but it's funny. They just gonna sit around and look at this dude. He has no idea what he's.
There's doing. Definitely gonna be inside jokes about
Jesus
about
Christ.
America and our president.
Well, first of all, anytime you have a president that thinks he is on a reality TV show,
three exactly. politicians exactly. walk into their room.
Right.
You're fired.
What was it?
You're fired.
Okay.
Let me see. Two fingers.
I don't know what nationality that was.
I was like, that remind me of the little Coco Dracula.
The Count.
Yeah, there you go.
Count Dracula.
What the hell?
Okay.
It might have been from Transylvania. You know what
okay.
I don't know if they make the G6 summit, but Transylvania.
Probably not.
Two fingers?
Two fingers. for being back with my family. I love you guys.
Love you, man.
All right, all right.
Crazy.
All right. I'm going to start with one finger. One finger, and this is going to be a la Doc style. One finger to this weather.
Let me. Okay.
Because I'm like, why is it so hot outside?
We haven't gotten one finger in so long. I wanted to drop the music for him.
Right. I'm like, why is it so hot outside?
It wasn't that bad today, though. It was hot today, but.
It wasn't.
Compared to Saturday?
I don't know. My day is
Saturday, over. I just wanted to seek shelter.
I'm just saying, like, why is it so hot? Yeah, Saturday, what was the day? Was the flash flood? Was it?
I think that might have been Saturday, too.
Yeah.
Saturday?
When all that got down.
Yeah, it was Saturday. Because it was like I was about to walk like out the door of my mom's house. I was like, wait, what? It was like, whoosh. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because even like.
I missed all of that.
Oh, my gosh. It was just. It was literally a flash flood because it was like the street was flooded and I was like, what the? And all I can do is like open the door and look outside like, no, I can't leave yet. So, okay. All
right.
So, yeah, this, oh my gosh, it's so hot outside. Like, I don't even like it. No.
I burnt up a lot of gas by hitting that remote start and letting that junk run for a minute before I got up in there.
I'm sure.
It was unbearable to get into a vehicle that had been sitting in the sun.
Sure. I wish I had a starter. I do not. Let's see. Two fingers. I would say two fingers to friendship and being grown enough to understand, you know, sometimes miscommunication happens and you have a conversation, you talk about it, you move past it. And, you know, and you're still friends. So, two fingers to that.
Oh, all right.
Big B.
All right.
Okay, there you go.
Two fingers. You know what? Two fingers almost on the same level to what you just said.
Okay.
Two fingers for old friends and good memories. You don't know the value of that until you bump into old friends that have great memory of good times. So, yeah. Good then. And that happened on a number of occasions this weekend for me. So, it was, real good. One finger... I know I have one in here. I just can't remember who it was for. It's not that important right now.
Sometimes so I'll save my one finger. You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't need one.
Yeah, the one finger's kind of hard sometimes.
You can save it. Put it back in the holster.
Next week, just give us two one fingers. But two one fingers would be a good finger. West side, east. Okay.
Wait, what? All right, Rude Boy. You know what?
There you go.
It's that time, Rude Boy. All
right, we got to go.
Slammered.
All
right. We got to get out of here, man. And like Doc said, man, it's always so damn good to be with family.
Yes, sir.
And just as an update, the Vicodin, Tylenol 3, whiskey.
Give me drugs.
Kicking in, man.
It's kicking in. I'm feeling shit get heavy. Like, my lips feel real heavy right now.
Oh, shit. Yeah, boy.
Okay.
We got to go before we'll walk out of the studio. The shit will still be running. Let's get out of here.
I feel like things are going slow. I'm here and I'm standing.
Give me drugs now.
Don't know exactly what's going on. I said exactly.
Okay.
I didn't say exactly. Yeah.
It's coming.
But
so
it's cool, though. But I'm on.
Give me one.
That had to have been, four shots? Four shots of whiskey?
I don't know, but that's a big-ass glass.
Yeah. This is the second one.
I know. It's the second one.
All right, then.
Like I said, we will not.
Oh!
Everything I
do is gonna be funky. I know. Right. That's what I said. All your shit's about to start closing down.
I'm feeling it cave in on me.
Hopefully.
I'm glad we got through that topic.
Right. I know, because that was important.
Yeah. So.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
We've got to get the hell out of here. God willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll be back next week to holler at with you. We'll holler at you with some more.
Skitty boop bop boop bop.
We will check the scheduling department and let you know when the Dating Sucks crew will be back at you.
Oh, yeah.
But that'll be show
at yahoo.com if you have any questions.
You gotta hit us up, people. Even if you just want to let us know that we sounded a little dry or Doc sounded a little slathered.
Oh, that's all the time, baby.
We want to hear the good and the bad.
There you go.
And all that good stuff. So, for Doc.
He's like, these motherfuckers in the studio.
Queen Neen. And four shots of Apple Crown. I am your man, Big B. Wishing you the best. Hoping for the most. And always in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out. God damn it. All of you out.
That nigga said damn spot.
Right.
Right. It would have been good to play Story OJ. Real nigga, fake nigga.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.